I know you tagged two fish. Go ahead and tell me about the tagging. You guys, it sounded like it went fairly quick, actually.
Yeah, tagging went quite well. Doug Weldy gathered up five different fishermen. We had Fred Haltner, Jim Carello, Al Dwyer, and Dan O'Neill work to tag the fish, and we had two tagged by 10:30 yesterday. And we do tell everybody where they were. They were tagged at Frederick Point.
Where are they now?
They're back in the water.
But you don't know where. You don't have, like, a tracking device
no,
on them.
No, I will not give you GPS coordinates.
Okay.
No.
So how have ticket sales been this year? Does it look like you've got a participation on par with recent years?
I think it's going to be on par or better than last year. We're expecting pretty good weather. And then lots of salmon have been caught in the last couple of weeks. There was a 52-pounder down at the south end. And a 62-pounder up at the north end. So that has generated some excitement. So, and then the fact that they caught the derby fish for tagging in relatively short time is also a good indicator. So I think our timing this year is very good.
People are voting potentially for a change for next year. We talked a little bit about that before. Maybe remind people, if they haven't bought a ticket yet, what they're voting on when they buy their ticket.
Yeah, on the bottom of your derby ticket is an opportunity to vote for changing the rules to allow fish to be weighed in the round or after they're cleaned. The reason for having the fish cleaned before weighing is to preserve the fish before it's brought into the weigh station, particularly for people who stay out on the boat overnight. That's a big factor for that rule change, and we've also had letters to the editor over the years about that topic. If you stay out overnight, you should be allowed to clean that fish and put it on ice. The big argument against changing the rules, maintain the rule of having the fish weighed in the round, is one gentleman told me that it'd be very easy to catch a fish 2 days before the derby, put it on ice, bring it into the derby station after the derby was underway. And there'd be no way that the officials would know really and truly when that fish was caught.
I actually hadn't thought about that.
Yeah. So there's two very valid arguments for and against how this vote goes down. So that's what people have to consider. The board will look at the votes and make a decision next year.
And just to remind people, this year they are still bringing it in the round. This rule, if it does change, won't be until next year.
Absolutely. It will not take – any rule changes will take a next year.
Now, we've always talked about this in years where District 8 allows for two rods in the rules, fish and game rules, when there's a higher abundance of king salmon, that sort of thing. But the derby itself is still limited to one rod per angler, right, no matter where you're fishing.
That's correct. No matter what where you're fishing, you fish one pole. You can carry another pole in case one breaks, but you're only supposed to be fishing with one rod per angler or derby participant.
Why don't you recap the top prizes for folks?
For the tag fish, the top prize, sponsored by Alaska Marine Lines and the Chamber, is $10,000. And then there's a second tag fish, sponsored by Hammer and Wecon, and that could get the angler a $5,000 award. And then top prize in the derby for the biggest fish is $7,500 and a derby jacket, which is monogrammed with your name on it. And then second prize is $3,500 cash and a derby sweatshirt and hat. Third prize is $2,750 in cash and a derby sweatshirt and hat.